Good morning, this is Brother Marlon here, Little Inspiration. It's incredible how fast time does go. I think it's been about 10 weeks since the last time I was on, so just 10 weeks flew by. But God is good and God is faithful, and I trust that you're finding that in your own life. Anyway, this morning I'd like to talk about prayer. Prayer is a very vital and needful part of a Christian life. And I guess I would just make a disclaimer up front here. As Jesus says, not to pray with vain repetition, as he said, thinking they will be heard for their much crying. To remember that God wants to hear your heart. God wants to hear what's really in your heart. He doesn't want to hear some words that have been written 100 years ago. I'm referring to how some people just read a prayer out of a book. That's not God's heart. God doesn't just want to hear the same prayer over and over. He wants to hear what's really in your heart. He wants you to express yourself from the very deepness of your heart. As a Pharisee, you see it with the Pharisee and the publican there. A Pharisee was proud and he was boastful, and he said, "I thank God that I'm not as this publican." He went down all his qualifications, or so he thought. He fasted, and he was, he was a good man in his own eyes. And the publican said, "Forgive me, Lord, I am a sinner." And Jesus said, "The publican went home justified." The Pharisee was just proud and boastful in his prayer, but the publican came forward with a smitten heart and said, "Forgive me, I am a sinner." Those are the prayers that God hears. On the other side, it is a very important part of our Christian life. I'm sure most of us see these signs. We see them from now and then. It says 1 week without W-E-E-K without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And that's very true. Prayer is a vital part of our life. Both Jesus and Paul emphasized the importance of prayer, noting that people ought always to pray. Prayer includes asking and giving and getting answers from God. Do you get answers from God? Is your prayer life vital enough? Is your prayer life alive enough that you know that God is answering your prayers? Do you feel like your prayers are getting to God, or do you feel like they're bouncing off the ceiling? Are you getting answers from God for your prayers? If not, if you're never getting answers, then I would look at what I'm praying and ask God to show you how to pray. But it is more than just asking. It is confession. It's a time of deep repentance. It's a time of confession where you empty out your heart. "Oh, God, I have sinned today." A time of expressing your sorrow over maybe the jealous thought you had. Or maybe you had a thought of covetousness. Or maybe a lustful thought. And you just confess. Empty out your heart to God. Adoration. Bringing praise to our King. Oh, as a father, my heart rejoices when my child comes up to me and says, "Daddy, I love you." God doesn't need your adoration. God doesn't need that from you, but He wants to hear it from you. It's just as you, as a father or a mother, loves to hear that coming from your child. Your heart rejoices. That's how God looks to you and says, when you come to your Heavenly Father on your knees and you say, "I love you, Lord," It's a time of adoration, thanksgiving. I love you, Lord, and thank you for the blessings and the grace and the love that you have poured into my life. And fellowship. And fellowship with God. It's also a time of speaking with God. Giving, you know, asking questions. Okay, God, where we go from here? You know, what is my next step in this life? I want to read here Matthew 7:7. It says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now you could take that verse and say, oh, okay, I can ask for anything I want to, and God's going to answer. No, that's not how it is. You have to ask according to God's will. And that's another subject in itself, asking according to God's will. But if you ask according to God's will, then he will answer. Going back to, but it is more than just asking. It is a time of confession, adoration, thanksgiving, and fellowship with God. By its nature, prayer is talking with God. It is the basics of a successful Christian life, and it is so important that not praying is considered a sin. Here, 1 Samuel 12:23 says, Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. There, it kind of shows you that to not pray is actually sin, because it's a dangerous thing that we keep if we stop praying. And then when we pray, we should follow the model of prayer Jesus gave his disciples and address it to our Heavenly Father, beginning with adoration, including thanksgiving and confession of sins, making reconciliation with others, praying for our needs and the needs of others, and concluding in the name of Jesus. It's a very good model to follow there, and it's a model that comes out of the Lord's Prayer. We're all familiar with the Lord's Prayer, where it starts out with that format. God will answer our prayers when we obey him. And I want you to notice that when we obey him. Again, here I'm talking about a prayer that is coming out of your heart. There's a request in your heart, and you're coming forth to God with that request, and you're making your request known. You're not just reading a prayer or a book or something that you've written down, and you're just repeating this same thing over and over and over again. You're praying from your heart. You're asking God for something. God will answer our prayers when we obey him. Here in 1 John 3:22 it says, And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So there we can see we're walking in the will of God. We're doing the things that God wants us to do. And then we ask him, and he gives us, because he delights in giving us the blessings in this life. It's very important to remember to also confess our sins. A heart that is clouded with sin, God cannot hear. The only thing that God can hear from a heart that is clouded with sin is confession. And here in Psalms 66:18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God, the Lord will not hear me. If I have sin in my heart, then God can't even hear me. I might as well not even worry about praying. And I believe that's where some people get discouraged, because they're praying and they're not getting answers. Their life just, it just seems like the prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, and they probably are. If you have sin in your heart, I do not believe God will hear that prayer. He definitely will not answer that prayer. The only prayer he will answer to in that situation, if you have sin in your heart, is a prayer of confession. It is important to continue to abide in Christ. This is another vital part of a Christian life, to abide in Christ. Here in John 15 it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Very simple, basic verse. It's saying, if ye abide in me, if you're in me and I am in you, then you will know my will. I'm paraphrasing here, but then you will know my will, and you will ask what you will. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto me. How will I know my will? I'm abiding in him, and he's abiding in me, and therefore I will know what he's asking of me, and I can ask according to his will, and he will give it unto me. And to also ask in faith. Another important part of Christian life is faith. And when you come to God asking, praying, you pray these things in faith, trusting that God would delight to give you the desires of your heart, not to heap upon your own fleshly desires, but to the goodness of his kingdom. Here in asking in faith, Mark 11, verse 22, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, that when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But again, it comes out that praying, again, you could take this verse as, oh, I want a brand new car, or I want a brand new, I want a new horse, or I don't know, just there's all kinds of things. People pray for big things, new things. That's not what God is asking you to pray for. God is asking you to pray for the salvation of others. God is asking you to confess your sins. God is asking you to pray for your children, pray for your church, pray for your family. Those are the things that God is asking you to pray for. Those are the things that are according to his will. There comes a time when if you're directly guided by God to pray for maybe a new home, you need a bigger home, that you can ask for those things. But it's very important to pray according to God's will. And also to have pure motives when you're praying. To not, and this is a little bit what I was talking about, I'll read this out of James 4, verse 3. To not pray hoping to heap upon yourself the desires of your heart if they're not according to God's will. Here's one of the hinders to unanswered prayers, and it's this. In James 4, verse 3, it says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust. There again, prayer is an important part of life, of your Christian walk. It's a time of confession, a time of adoration, it's a time of thanksgiving, a time of fellowship with God. It's a time of asking God for something. If it's according to God's will, he will answer. But how do you know if it's God's will? Abide in Christ. Abide, and he will abide in you, and you will know what to pray for, and he will answer according to your desires. But don't pray asking amiss, thinking that God will give you a brand new house, will give you a brand new car, will give you a brand new whatever it may be. But don't pray thinking you will consume it upon your own lust. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day, and remember to always pray, and pray without ceasing. God bless you.